Join us for From Handicapped to Healed, where you'll hear incredible stories of Jesus' healing power. Every testimony on From Handicapped to Healed is a living witness to Jesus' desire to freely heal and set free. Be encouraged, be empowered, and know that nothing is impossible with Him.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Welcome, everybody, to Handicapped to Healed, where you hear awesome testimonies of Jesus' saving grace, His undeserved favor. And today, I'm just smiling right now. Today, we're here with Leha Spoonhunter. And Leha has a powerful testimony. And I heard Leha's testimony this past weekend at Foundations for Nations in Riverton, Wyoming, where he attends. And I just want to go ahead and introduce yourself, Leha.
All right, good morning. My name is Leha Spoonhunter. I am Northern Arapaho, Eastern Shoshone, and Oglala Lakota from the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming. I'm 35 years old, and I've been an advocate for Native youth for over 18 years. So I'm proud to share my testimony today of how God impacted my life.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing your testimony with us. You know, when I was sitting there that day at that service and heard your testimony while you were speaking, man, the world needs to hear your testimony and what Jesus has done for you. And I just want to turn over the mic and take your liberty, Leha, and just testify what Jesus did for you. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Well, you know, this past year has been a life-changing year for me. You know, in December or in June of this year, I decided, you know, to do a fast. And in that fast, you know, I began hearing God speak to me about, you know, supporting, you know, following Christ and understanding the impact that Christ could do in your life. Mm. And one of the things that God really turned me away from is because before, you know, recent years, I have done drag shows. I was cross-dressing. I was supporting the LGBTQ lifestyle, and you know, I was participating in pride parades, and God really showed me that that's not the way. That's not what I designed you to do. I designed you to follow Christianity. I designed you to follow the Bible and to go in that manner. And not be afraid to speak the truth boldly of what I've done and the greatest story that has ever been told. And the greatest lesson that's ever been told, the love of Jesus Christ and Him going to the cross for us. And as I began to really immerse myself in studying about Christ, studying the Bible, I really began to see the greatness of what truly this book and what truly the Word of God has held for me. And I think that's, to me, you know, being able to survive from suicide twice, I knew God had me survive those for a reason. And it was this reason, to turn away from sin and to follow a path that's rooted in hope, rooted in love, rooted in just seeing that a bright future is there for us. And I think what God really wants us to know is that, you know, there's a movement, you know, in Indian country where it's called the Two-Spirit Movement. But, you know, in reality, there's only one Spirit, and that's the Holy Spirit. And we need to realize that. We need to understand that that once we, you know, we put aside our earthly ways and to stop living for the world, you know, we that's when we'll find that's when we'll find peace.
Wow, that's powerful, Leha. So you must, when you said that the Lord began to deal with your heart, you know, and what was it exactly, when, you know, what was going on inside of your heart and mind when you began to realize and feel that tug from Jesus that, hey, this isn't who I am?
Well, it was eye opening for the most part. You know, I had grown up hearing these teachings from different elders through the years of the Two Spirit movement, and you know, and I believed it, and I fell into it.
Oh, and for our listeners who don't know, the Two Spirit movement is a movement in Native country that promotes LGBTQ plus lifestyles. Okay, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so when God began showing me signs to where He wanted me to step away from these teachings and really start to focus on His Word.
And so, you said you committed or tried to commit suicide twice. So you were very miserable in that lifestyle.
Yeah.
How did you feel? Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, I was struggling because, you know, not only was I struggling with my identity, I was struggling with, you know, I would drink and I would go out and I would think that's a way to, you know, gain friends, gain fellowship. But what I really seen was that it was just the same, you know, I would feel down, I would feel depressed, I would feel an anxiety. And the second time that I did that, I attempted, I went to a behavioral institute, and the first book that I picked up was the Bible. And when I picked up the Bible and I started reading, and I believe was Matthew and John, and started to really begin to understand what Christ had done for us and how he spoke boldly and he spoke the truth, you know, and of course, you know, there a lot of times he speaks with love, but he also speaks the bold truths about how we should live our lives and not be afraid to live our lives in his truth. And when we begin to understand that, you know, we begin to see just the greatness of him and how in my personal life, he's really, you know, because of him, I no longer have to take anxiety medicine. I don't struggle with depression. I don't struggle with anxiety. And I just feel so much better because, you know, I know if there's moments where I start to feel sad, there's worship music there. There's the Word of God. There's things you can turn your life to. And when I really began to see that, I felt more at ease.
When you were in that place that you spoke of, and you began to read the Word, was there? Do you remember a time where something really spoke to your heart, where Jesus really spoke to your heart that it began to click?
Yeah, well, when I was in there, there was an older woman that was in there with me. And when she seen me reading the Bible, she came over and gave me a hug and said, "That's going to change your life right there."
You know, that was the Lord.
Now, in that moment, and I felt like, you know, out of everyone she could have shared that with, you know, she picked me. And I really feel like in those moments you see the Lord working his ways and really pushing his way to help you in whatever you need in life. because at that moment I needed some kind of encouragement, and through that, you know, I found Christ. And that's when I came back and did the fast. Me and my girlfriend talked about it, and I did the fast. And that's where my life changed after that. And, you know, I didn't want to participate in this other lifestyle anymore. I wanted to follow the Lord.
Mm. Amen. Amen. And so you came out of there. And then you gave your life to the Lord?
Yep.
Man. And today, no anxiety pills.
Or depression.
Praise the Lord. And today, yeah. you have a girlfriend and a daughter.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend. I have a stepdaughter. And that, to me, is... And that's where God is so good. Is he brought them back into my life when I, you know, accepted him and I started following his ways. You know, that was a answer to a prayer that I have prayed for a long time.
Wow. Praise the Lord, Leha. Man, I'm just smiling ear to ear. And, you know, I'm so happy for you. And, you know, I believe that even right now, you know, that there's people listening. Would you just speak to the people listening, to someone who may feel like where the Lord brought you from, maybe they're still depressed and struggling with their identity. And would you just speak to them right now and encourage them and tell them what you, what the Lord told you in your heart to help them? Go ahead and tell them, brother.
Well, I would just say, you know, once, you know, to attend the church, to begin fellowship with other Christians. And I would just say that once you find your identity in Christ and you pick up the cross and follow him, you begin to see a life that is filled with love, that is filled with people who want to see the same things as you, who will, this has been so life-changing and impactful. And I know many, many do struggle with depression. Many do struggle with anxiety. Those aren't things from God. Those are things sent from the enemy. And those things are meant to harm us. But what the enemy meant to harm, you know, God will use you as a vessel to help others, to spread his message. And, you know, like the scripture says that, you know, no weapons formed against us will prosper. You know, we truly have the greatest lesson that we have ever learned in the life of Jesus Christ. And once you begin to understand what that book and what that those messages and those life lessons that you learn out of that, by opening the Bible for the first time, that's when your life will change. When you become one in worship with God, when you begin to see what goodness he can bring, then your life will turn around for the better. There will be no more addiction, no more depression, no more living in the world. You know, you're only living for him now. So that's what I would share.
Amen, amen. And if you're listening right now and struggling, feeling alone, depressed, anxious, you know, feeling like you might not have the strength to go forward, if you're struggling with your identity like Leha once did, but now is victorious in his manhood, I want to pray for you. We want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for reaching across space and time. And Father, loving the listener right now into your arms, and Father, doing for them what you did for Leha. And Father, thank you, Father, for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you don't know, if you don't know you're saved, just repeat after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of every sin, fill me with your Spirit, and teach me to rest in you. And if you prayed that simple prayer, you're born again, a brand new creation. Praise the Lord. And Leha, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for coming on today and sharing your testimony. And if anybody wants to possibly get a hold of you, they can get a hold of the ministry and we could pass on the info to Leha if you want to get a hold of him. And Jesus bless you all. Thank you, Leha, for being here today.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
All right. And we'll see you all next time on From Handicapped to Healed.